Meeting. A couple things on the agenda will be the successor agency, and the regular city council will have a closed session. And I'll go ahead and open the regular session. I wonder if we should take public comment now or later on the closed session items, Mr. City Attorney.
Typically, it would be at the end when you go into closed session, just before you go in.
Okay, well, we shall do that then. So calling the meeting to order, we're going to begin with a Pledge of Allegiance by Councilwoman Fonzie. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fonzie,
here.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Moreno?
Here.
Mayor O'Malley?
Here.
All present.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda, and recognize that we waive the reading in full of all ordinances appearing on this agenda, and the titles of the ordinances will be read aloud by the city clerk at the first reading after the motion before the city council votes. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilman Sturdivant, seconded by Councilwoman Fonzie. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Mayor O'Malley?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Thank you. Well, it's our honor to have several presentations this evening, recognizing many of our community organizations and citizens. And I can tell you every council member has been involved in wanting to provide this recognition, and we're going to present each presentation in sequence. We'll read some information after we read each proclamation. We'll invite that organization or individual up to that mic, and you're welcome to say a few words. We're going to wait on pictures and do it at the end. That way we can we won't be going back and forth, and you won't get dizzy watching us move back and forth. We'll go through all the presentations. Then we'll take an opportunity for all of you to join us for a photo at the end, if Ms. Banish is going to be ready for that. So we're going to begin with our first presentation. Councilman Sturdivant, we have a commendation being presented to the Knights of Columbus.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. This is presented to the San Lucia Council 3648 Knights of Columbus. Whereas the Knights of Columbus is a Catholic fraternal benefit society formed to render financial aid to members and their families, and which holds true to its founding principles of charity, unity, and fraternity. And whereas the local council of the Knights of Columbus helps to raise funding which benefits many local charities, youth programs, local widows, and the elderly. And whereas the local council of the Knights of Columbus raised money through orange sales, fish bakes, concerts, bocce tournaments, and a food booth at the annual Colony Days event. And whereas the local council of the Knights of Columbus came up with the idea and then partnered with the city of Atascadero to bring the first annual showdown corn toss cornhole tournament to town, with the goal of developing the largest cornhole tournament in the county, having the potential to become the largest two-day tournament on the Central Coast. And whereas the local council of the Knights of Columbus selected Parents for Joy as the local nonprofit group which would benefit from the proceeds of the event, and whereas volunteers from the local council set to work and constructed over half of the total game boards required for the tournament, producing 34 sets of cornhole boards plus 500 corn toss bags. They arrived at 6 a.m. the day of the event to set up, and they tracked and monitored every team's success with both top and bottom brackets. And whereas the first annual showdown corn toss cornhole tournament in the city of Atascadero was deemed to be a great success, with a total of 32 teams competing for cash prizes and awards, with an estimated 200 people in attendance throughout the day. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Atascadero does hereby officially recognize and commend the Knights of Columbus for their innovative thought process, which generated the idea for the Showdown Corn Toss Cornhole Tournament, for their and for their generous spirit, which epitomizes the simple, genuine community spirit of Atascadero. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have Mr. Donald Brown, our senior grand knight here, and we have some other gentlemen. If you would like to join over at the mic, you're welcome. Anything you would like to share with us, because we're kind of taking this opportunity over a particular event to recognize your organization. However, you've been involved in our community a long time doing lots of things. So feel free to brag a little bit. Tell us some of the things about what you guys are about, and thank you for being in our community.
Well, this the cornhole tournament was the brainchild of Mike LaPiccolo, who called me and told me I got to be at this meeting as he's running his hand through the Rhine River riverboat. But that's Mike. Mike is a hard-working driver. He is probably one of the key members that puts on the concerts, and all of our money that we raise for charity is generated, and we try to keep it as local as possible. Because the money is generated by the community, and we want to give it back to the same community. And I was here the day we did the cornhole tournament and got a lot of great feedback. And I know next year's is going to be even greater. And we have an excellent chance of doubling the number of teams we played. And I want to thank the City Council for the recognition of our organization.
And thank you, sir. Another organization is our local Kiwanis, and we have a commendation for them presented by Mayor Pro Tem Heather Moreno.
Thank you. Whereas the Kiwanis Club of Atascadero is dedicated to serve the community and specifically the children of Atascadero, and whereas the members of the Kiwanis Club of Atascadero consistently stand ready, willing, and able to jump into action whenever the need may arise. And whereas, when called upon for assistance in helping to make the first annual Knights of Columbus Showdown Corn Toss Cornhole Tournament a reality and to benefit the local nonprofit Parents for Joy Playground Project, Atascadero Kiwanians constructed, stained, and varnished 30 additional tournament boards in time for the event. And whereas Atascadero Kiwanians also willingly gave their time, effort, and culinary skills to help support the event with delicious hamburgers and hot dogs and provided Atascadero police officers and fire officers with delicious leftovers. And whereas Atascadero Kiwanians further assisted the event by helping to set up, clean up, and provide the delineation for the food and craft brewery areas. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Atascadero does hereby officially recognize and commend Kiwanis Club of Atascadero for their generous spirit of serving the children of our community, which truly epitomizes the giving and genuine spirit of Atascadero.
And as usual, we have a huge turnout by Kiwanians. We're going to hear from Albert Almodova, who's our lieutenant governor. He'll have to explain what that is. And Albert, I'll have you introduce anyone else you would like to speak at this time. Take it away.
I would like to introduce our...
Speak into the mic, however, okay, just like Thursday.
Angela Ramsey, Glenn Casey, Ray Bubin, Paul Porter, Heather Grand George, Donna Morgan... John Ramsey, Alex
Newsom,
Savannah, our newest member, and Mark DeRees.
You left one out, sir.
Tom?
Tom.
You? Tom O'Malley! Sorry about that, Tom. But yes, tell you what, it was great helping put this thing together and working with the city and the Knights of Columbus. It was a great effort between everybody to make this happen and possible. As Kiwanians, we love to do it. We're just a sweat equity club, and we love going out there and doing what we can for this community. We love our community. We like to see it blossom and grow. And it's what we enjoy doing. We enjoy doing this. Whatever we can do for the city and our community and the children, we're always willing to step forward and do what we can to help out. And I'm looking forward to our next project, which is going to be Winter Wonderland. So that is going to be great. I love doing the snow slide and helping the kids and watching the kids come down. And that's just one of my projects that I enjoy doing. And Angela, would you like to say something?
Yes. Okay, and it was mentioned earlier about the food that was served. That was also a project that we are raising funds through our Dancing with Our Stars effort for Santa Rosa Academic Academy to help support their STEM, which is Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math program, and to purchase PE equipment. Currently, the staff at Santa Rosa School has the skills and the ability for STEM, but they need that classroom materials. So that's why we had the barbecue at the Cornhole Toss Tournament, was to raise monies for that. And we were able to raise $387 from the community. So I'd like to say thank you to everybody that came out and purchased burgers and hot dogs from us for Santa Rosa Academic Academy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I do want to check, by any chance, does anyone have a birthday in the audience tonight? Just checking. Guess not. Well, you missed out on something. Thank you. Kiwanis is known for not singing birthday very, very well sometimes. So we were going to... Yeah, very enthusiastic. Thank you. Yes. Bob, if it's your birthday, speak up. We'll do it. Okay.
We were just saying if they sing out poorly, we could be members.
Yeah, you'd fit right in along with me. Thank you. Our next commendation is to one of our longtime locals. We've all got to enjoy his photography, a lot of this building, and we appreciate that. I asked another longtime resident here, my friend Roberta Fonzi, to read this commendation.
Thank you. Since Rick isn't an organization, let's have him come on up to the podium. We can embarrass him there.
Yeah, we'll embarrass you longer that way.
Whereas Rick Evans has been a highly valued community partner of the city of Atascadero, providing high-quality photography of the unique and beautiful scenery of Atascadero and its environs, and whereas Rick Evans unselfishly offers up his time and talent to provide unparalleled photographic content of numerous city events, Atascadero's scenery and its people, or in capturing the architecture of historic City Hall, and whereas when called upon to take photographs, Rick Evans very often requests only photo credits and no other compensation for the photos used by the city. And whereas Rick Evans' photographs capture the heart and soul of Atascadero and become a great addition to the library of content for the city of Atascadero's promotion and tourism efforts, and whereas Rick Evans truly enjoys the opportunity and ability to showcase his beautiful and insightful photographic works of art, and whereas whenever Rick Evans is seen with his camera at a local event, we are confident in the knowledge that another Rick Evans photo will soon be made available for use by the city of Atascadero. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Atascadero does hereby officially recognize and commend Rick Evans for his photographic talent and generous community spirit, which epitomizes the simply genuine community spirit of Atascadero. Thank you, Rick. Wow.
I'd like to thank the council and the City of Atascadero. And it is a running joke with all my peeps. They know if no money is involved, I do live for the photo credits. And I know Mayor O'Malley has caught me many times outside shooting this fantastic building. And it's good to see everybody back in here again. And I thank
yes.
you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Our next proclamation, which, of course, to be able to read, I have to take my glasses off. It never quite makes sense. But this is recognizing 25 years continuous AZA accreditation by the Charles Paddock Zoo. That's the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, AZA, and it is quite an honor. We are one of very few in the nation. So I will go ahead and read this, and again, we have our zookeeper here. Alan, if you wouldn't mind working your way over, just so you are ready, and anyone you would like to have join you, please do. Whereas the Charles Paddock Zoo has successfully achieved 25 years of continuous accreditation by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, having been continuously AZA accredited since 1991, and whereas the AZA presented their quarter century award to the Charles Paddock Zoo, recognizing its commitment to maintaining the highest standards in animal care, welfare, management, veterinary care, conservation, education, staffing facilities, safety, guest services, and more. And whereas the Charles Paddock Zoo is dedicated to the conservation of endangered species, educating the public about our natural world, and providing a safe and stimulating recreational resource for the residents and visitors of Central California. And whereas the Association of Zoos and Aquariums is a professional organization that strives to assure the highest standards of animal management and husbandry, accreditation by the AZA is an assurance to the public that the zoo meets or exceeds the standards established by the AZA and signifies a zoo's commitment to animal management and welfare, veterinary care, staffing, conservation, and education. And whereas only zoos and aquariums that meet the highest standards are accredited by the AZA, the community takes great pride in honoring that the Charles Paddock Zoo is a proven leader in the care and conservation of wildlife and in inspiring people to take action to protect the natural world. And whereas the Charles Paddock Zoo will continue its ongoing efforts to meet and exceed ever-rising AZA standards for animal care, veterinary programs, conservation, education, and safety. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Atascadero does hereby proudly proclaim its recognition and sincere appreciation for the 25 years of ongoing dedication, commitment, and effort put forth by the staff and volunteers of the Charles Paddock Zoo.
I just want to take a minute. Accreditation, you've all heard me mostly complain, but usually like talk about how hard accreditation is. There's 230 accredited zoos in AZA, and I believe less than 50 have reached this milestone. So it's something really special. AZA thinks it's a really big deal, too. They acknowledged us at their annual convention in San Diego this year, and they sent this really nice plaque for us to put up at the zoo that commemorates the fact that we have 25 years of unbroken accreditation. And we talk a lot about Chuck Paddock. Everybody knows him, and he's, of course, our founder of the zoo. But I just kind of wanted to mention accreditation's kind of a different thing. That's what kind of sets the zoo apart from other places that claim their zoos. And we've been accredited 5 times in a row. And I just want to acknowledge Alan Metzler, who was the director, was the first person to get the zoo accredited, and Claudia Collier, who was the second person. She got it accredited, too, and we've been accredited 3 more times. So I just want to make sure that those people aren't forgotten because they said...
is here with you. Look at. Already know. And then. Pass. Here. Talks. organizations. That change. For the quick. Go up there. That for $1 million. In our
They're not. Missing. Level.
Do you think we? Actually, this. And you school district.
than we want some.
I start. Entry. Able. Temple. Really.
Graduate.
I think that's.
Then.
where they
become.
Action.
Period.
How are we?
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's and it's
Our name. From two. With out there. Thing at our craft. holiday. There. For music. Sullivan. Massive.
Question. Very good. It requires evening. When he's I'm on the
apparently
would be